Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis, Omid Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're actually concluding Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. We're concluding essentially the second volume of Mishneh Berurah today, because Daf Kuf Nun Beis, we're really on Kuf Nun Aleph Omid Beis. They're finishing off, finishing off Simen Resh Lamed Tes, but Simen Resh Mem and Simen Resh Mem Aleph deal with very intimate personal issues. As I've mentioned already previously, the opinion of the Gedolei Yisrael is that these not be something that are disseminated and put on the internet for anybody to just listen to, but should be learned really with a Rav in a small group setting and not be taped. So we will not be taping Simonim Resh Mem and Resh Mem Aleph. If anybody has any questions about them, they're very welcome to email me, agladmd@gmail.com, and we can arrange to talk if there are specific questions or if they can be done through email. So today we're going to do Mi Yetzah Shem Simen Resh Lamed Tes, which begins on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Beis. Mechaber begins. Kare Amitaso. We're talking here about the halachos of Kriyas Shema Lamita. A person should read Kriyas Shema Lamita on his bed. Parasha Rishona Shoshma. At least, the Mechaber says, the first parasha of Kriyas Shema. Umevarach Hamapil, Chevle Shena, Alei Noi, V'chul. And he says the Baruch of Hamapil, the Nusach that's found in the Siddurim that everybody is familiar with, hopefully. And the Mechaber tells us you only have to read the first parsha of Kriyas Shema. The Mishneh Berurah explains, if you daven Marv early, i.e. before the Zman of Kriyas Shema, as we've been discussing, you daven, let's say, after Plag HaMincha, so Tzorech L'Kol HaParshios, then you have to read all three parshios after Tzeisa Kochavim, and the Mechaber's opinion was, we discussed this in the great detail, that you should read this as soon as it becomes Tzeisa Kochavim, but let's say for whatever the reason the person didn't do it at the time of Tzeisa Kochavim, and now he's going to sleep, he should read all three parshios on his bed, and have in mind to be Yotze, and that way the obligation to read Kriyas Shema at night. The issue for number one points out, here he says that you should read all three parashos before we had brought down as a suffix, should you read the third parasha not where you yotzei already, Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though you davened earlier, you could have been yotzei that in the third parasha of Kriyas Shema, and you may not have to repeat that. But again, the best eitz is to repeat all three parashos every night. V'chavi lotzeis ben mitzvah asei shel Kriyas Shema, and you should have in mind that you yotzei the mitzvah Kriyas Shema. Again, there are those that say you should have tried to do this beforehand, but if you get into this habit every night, you will never miss Kriyas Shema. The Gama Mitzvah Shuzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and as I pointed out already, you'll also fulfill the Mitzvah of Zeicha Yitzias Mitzrayim every night as well. V'tov lomar tomid kol Kriyas Shema, and the Mishneh Berurah tells us you should say all three parashios of Kriyas Shema all the time, because it's Keneged Shiramach Tevos, it has 248 words in it, B'tzirov Kel Melech Naaman, including the words Kel Melech Naaman, and this is a protection, Lishmo Ramach Evarav, to protect the 248 limbs of a person. Sidkot and Beis Mivarach Hamapil Miloshen Shulchan Aruch Mashma the Birchas Hamapil Omer Achar Kriyas Shema Kedeshu Tei Abrocha Smuch L'Shena. From the way that the Mechaber phrased this, the Mishneh Berurah tells us it looks like you say first Kriyas Shema and then you say the Brach of Hamapil. Umashu Kori Achar Kach Yoshe B'Seiser Inoch, and all the other Kapitloch that you say afterwards, including Yoshe B'Seiser, Kiva the Heavy Mishum Shmira, since they're for protection purposes, low heavy hefsek, they're not considered a hefsek between you saying Hamapil and going to sleep. But he brings down V'Yesh Medaktike in Lavarach Hamapil B'Sol. There are those that say Hamapil, you look in various Siddurim, different customs, but some have the Bracha Hamapil at the very end of all the Kapitloch of Kriyas Shema Lamita. And that's because you don't want to have any hefsek between you saying Hamapil and you're going to sleep. Others say, no, you should say it the order that the Siddurim have, that have Hamapil right at the very front, before Kriyas Shema. And only after that, they should say afterwards Shema and all the Kapitloch as many Siddurim have it printed. In the Chofetz Chaim Sharetzion Osches, he says, the low heavy Kriyas Shema hefsek. Kriyas Shema is not considered a hefsek in this situation. The Kriyas Shema nami mishum shmirahu, because the purpose of reading the Kriyas Shema over here is because of shmirah purposes. The Koshkin, yes, Absukim, and certainly all the other Kapitloch over here as brought down by the Magen Avram. Begam the yes, Absukim, Kriyas Shema, Richtel Damya, and all the Psukim are considered like a long Kriyas Shema, and that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Dishu foot number 3 says, why would you think the Kriyas Shema is a hefsek? So he says, because some suggest that the reading of Kriyas Shema is not for shmirah purposes, for protection, but it's that you should have learning right before you go to sleep. And in that situation, it would be considered potentially a hefsek. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, "V'niru d'lamaisi yisnaigu adam kivi tivo." Every person should do what's best for them, what their nature tells them. Dainu im tivo lehiro deim b'emtsa Kriyas Shema. If you go to fall asleep very easily, you'll fall asleep in the middle of Shema. Tov yosu shiyaktim birchas hamapil ma'av de'efshu. Then say hamapil beforehand, so you make sure that you fall asleep. You've said hamapil. The main tivo is there, but if you don't fall asleep right away, then tov yosu li'acher birchas hamapil ad l'besov. Then it would be better to say hamapil at the very end. The Ramah now says, Haga, V'yikra kriyashma somuch l'mitaso. You should say kriyashma shortly before you go to bed. Somuch l'mitaso. The Mishbur explains, V'lo yikra kriyashma kishiyakonis lishan. Not right when you're going to sleep. Elo kishiroa shasheno ba'alav. As soon as you see that you're getting tired, that's when you should read kriyashma. Abu ben Knesset Agdola, because of sheyesh likros miyat. The Knesset Agdola says you should read it immediately. As soon as you feel sleepy, because you may fall asleep and then you won't read it. You don't have to be concerned about a hefsek over here. As long as you're not doing something else in between that and sleeping, it's not a problem. A person sitting in bed trying to fall asleep, that's not considered a hefsek. Even though it may take you a while to fall asleep, that's not considered a hefsek. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Vein och l'mishosim v'lo medabrim acha kriyashma shal mita." So you're not allowed to eat or drink or talk after you say kriyashma on the mita. Elo yisham yad. You should try to fall asleep right away. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet explains, "V'im toiv lishtos." If you're thirsty, you want to drink. Ol medabrim, you have to talk. Eze in yinachut, some pressing issue. Nirishimuta, you would be allowed to do so. However, achiyach zoviyikor parsha shema. You should try to read over then shema before you go to sleep. Achein im kvar amar birchas amapo yizor b'zeh. However, if you already said amapo, then you shouldn't say shema again. Ki yafsik v'en abrocha l'ashen. Because this would be considered an interruption between the brach of Amapil and going to sleep. Dishavu number 4 brings down that if you did, in fact, have a hefsik, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, you do not repeat the bracha. Albeit there is a machlokis, so we go suffik brachos lahokil. Likewise, if the machlokis, we have to go to the bathroom, do you say an ashiyotzer or not? Is that considered a hefsik? If one forgot to count Siras Omer, he would be allowed to say it then. And likewise, if it was the last night for doing Kiddush Levana and one didn't have a chance to say it yet, so one could do that as well. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita also adds that if you did sleep a little bit and then you wake up, then you would be allowed to do any of these things. Mr. Burisiv Kanhei writes, you should try to go to sleep immediately. If a person is going to have relations with his wife, so after he has relations with his wife, he should clean himself off from any of the zera that he has on him, and he should wash his hands and then say Shema and Berchas Amapil. If that is too difficult, we should say the other kapitloch before Tashmish and then say Amapil and Shema after Tashmish. The Ramah explains why we do this immediately. As soon as you say this, then you should be silent. He brings down the name of the Kobo, the Rokeach, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Then he says also, can you read this while you're lying down? Mr. Bruce of Cotton Vav explains, he's telling us over there in Sif Aleph in the Ramah, Bahagah, it's not proper for a person to read Shema lying down. Even if you're lying on your side, so it's not a problem of lying prakton, lying prone or supine, which he said is a problem. Then he brings down Kosev Morgan of Ram. That's when you're reading Kriyashma to fulfill the obligation of Kriyashma. For example, if you daven Marv early after Plaga Mincha, and now you're going to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of Kriyashma, so then you shouldn't read it while you're lying down. Therefore, you should read it in the most proper way and be careful about every detail. However, if you did read Kriyashma after Seisa Kochavim ready, and now you're only reading it, you're only reading it for protection purposes, so then in this situation, then a person would be allowed to go and read it lying down. The issue foot number 7 brings down that if a person goes to sleep while it's daytime, and even though he's going to sleep into the night, or even if it's been a shmash, he's going to sleep into the night, so he brings down from Shelos Tshuvit Tzela Chochmo, She'en Lulavarach Hamapil, you don't say Hamapil in that situation. Just like you don't say Hamapil if you take a nap in the afternoon. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh Shemachmirim L'chatchila L'kros V'amido B'yeshiva. There are those that specifically tell you that you should preferably stand up or at least sit down when you're saying it, not lie down. Achenim Kar Shochav, however, a person's lying in bed, then L'kula Yamu Mutul Atos Hatzidu L'kros. Then everybody agrees that you could lie down on your side and say the Shema. V'yesh L'yodim L'hagu L'atzim L'shkav L'tzidu Davka. And a person should always be careful to lie on their side when they sleep. V'yesh Godo L'shkav Praktim, because it is a big sin to a person to lie either in the prone position or the supine position because it is disrespectful towards Shemayim. And the Mishmur explains it means either lying flat on your back or lying down straight on your stomach. In the Chavetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Beis says, "Hainu afilu sheino bilvad below kriya." This is talking about just sleeping, even if you're not saying any psukim, as brought down in the Gemara. But the issue for number 10 does bring down that for a person to lie flat while he's not intending to sleep, there's nothing wrong with that. Tishah foot number 9 says, if you're sleeping on a bed where the head is raised, even though you're flat, so to say, on your back, that would be okay as well. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "In kara kriyashma v'lo yichol lishom miyad." If a person read Shema and then he's unable to fall asleep, he's tossing and turning in bed. Oz chozer v'korei kamo pomim. He should reread the Shema several times, zeachazer one after the other, ad shiyishtaka b'shem, until he falls asleep. Much better than counting sheep. V'shiyah kriyaso samach lishnaso. And again, a person should try to do this right before he goes to sleep to say the Shema. Brought down the name Hagos by money. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin brings down that you should read the Parsha Rishona multiple times. V'roi shel lichpo pasuk rishon, but be careful not to say Shema Yisrael twice, one after the other, because as we pointed out previously, this is improper. It looks chas v'shalom as if there are two reshuyos. The issue for number 11 reminds us that according to the poskim, they say you're not allowed to have any hefsek after hamapo, then you shouldn't be doing this. The issue for number 13 brings down that if you did go to sleep for a little bit and then you woke up, then you don't have to repeat the Shema multiple times. Alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says, O Shiyomar Shar Psukim Dirachmi. You can say other Psukim as well, Lav Davka Shema. V'adin in Mahara B'divrei Torah Shar B'domi. Likewise, if you're just thinking Divrei Torah, that's also very good, according to the Magen Avraham. Then the Ramah says, Ve'im Mevorach Ma Kriya Shema Shal Mita. So we don't make a specific bracha for the Kriya Shema on the Mita. He brings down the name Hagos My Money in the Beis Yosef, in the name of Tosos, in Perikol HaBosar. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches explains, Pirush. We don't make the bracha, Asher Kitchon Mitzvah V'tzivanu Al Kriya Shema, which is a bracha that is brought down by some, the Rishonim, but our minhag is not to say it. Ein Levorach, we don't say such a bracha. Ulafuki Midas, Eze Posek, Shem Matzuch Levorach. As again, as I pointed out, there are those that say, do say this bracha, but the Ramah says, we do not. Furthermore, Kotzwa Poskim, Ayoshim, Bayom, in Tzorich, Levarch, Birchas, Hamapil. Mishnah Berurah says that if you sleep during the day, we do not say Hamapil. Deir Shifut number 14 brings down from the Eichel Avromi Bachosh that if you're just going to take a temporary little nap at nighttime and not planning to go to sleep, you also don't say Hamapil. Although he suggests it might be good to be Maharer, to think Hamapil Belibo. He then brings down if a person is on an airplane and he's going to try to sleep on the airplane. So he brings down the Sefer, Ohalecho Bamisecho, Shem Yoshe Bimakomo. If you're sitting in your seat, Vinishan Leachor Bechavon Alishon, you're leaning back and you're trying to go to sleep, he says you should say Shema and Hamapil. And he brings down from Shelus Shuvs Ber Moshe, Shafilun Rak Yoshe Valkiso Velo Nishkav Leachor. Your seat doesn't lean back and you're just sitting up in your chair. But if your intention is to try to go to a definite sleep, Shinas Keba, you should say Hamapil. However, in Ein Dat Lishom, if you're just sitting back there, but you know you may fall asleep, then you shouldn't say Hamapil unless you're trying to actually sleep. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'tov shi yomar v'hinoam v'gomer yoshe b'seis v'gomer. We all say the various kapitlach that are part of the Kriyat Shema Lamita. Deir Shifut number 50 brings down. The reasoning behind this is Mishum Sakonis Mazikin. This is to protect us from various Sakonis. Then the Mechaber says, Omer yoshe b'seis v'el yon. The Mechaber's opinion is you also say Yoshe b'seis v'el yon, which the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes explains, Kol elu hapsukim shenogel amrim hu lahagin shelo yovo elov chas v'sholom dover ra. All of these are for protection, that something bad shouldn't happen to you, Rachman Olitzlan. The Mohola honors, if a person is sick or he's under extenuating circumstances, Dai b'mashi omar parashi rishonu shal kriyashma ubechasim achbel abad. Then if you can't say all the other kapitloch, it's acceptable to just say the first paragraph of kriyashma and the brach of Hamapil. Tisha foot number 16 brings down on the night of Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av, the Sefer Yesod V'Shorash Vavoda says that you can say the entire Kriya Shema even though you're not allowed to learn Torah. And Rav Nissim Karl Shlita as well says, Shekol Ma Shekazah B'Shulchan Aruch Lomar, everything that's written over here in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to say on Tisha B'Av because that's considered Seder Hayom and not learning Torah. But he says you shouldn't say the second and third parshas of Kriya Shema or other Hosafos that aren't in the regular Nusach. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says you should only say the first parsha of Kriya Shema and the pasuk Biyod Chav Kidruchi and Birchas Hamapil. Tishavu number 17 tells us, Rachman al-Tzan, if somebody is an Onain, he hasn't yet buried the person that he has to bury from the Zayin Krovim. So Shlomo Zalman in this situation says, Shanir Shechai B'Kriya Shema Shalamita. He does say Kriya Shema Shalamita. That's for protection purposes, and I'm assuming it's similar to the idea that he has to wash his hands until Tehillas, albeit he doesn't make a bracha, because the Tehillas Yadayim is for Shmira purposes as well. Tishah foot number 18 brings down that on the first night of Pesach, Chutz Laretz, the second night of Pesach as well, so Ramah says, Rak, you only say Es Parsha Rishona, and in Mishnah Berurah adds, and you also say Hamapil. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Kotsuva Svarim Shibalaila Kodem Hashaino Nochel Yodem Shiafashmish Ramasa Shosu Kol Yom. Before he goes to sleep, should think about his day and examine his actions. Vim Yimso Shaoso Aver. And if he sees that he did something wrong that day, Yizvado Love, he should do vidui on it. Viyakabal Alatzmo Shalol Lasso Sov. And he should say, I will not do this anymore. Ubefrat Biavonis Hamitsuim. And certainly he should do this for especially the common sins that a person does. For example, Kugon Chanifos, flattering other people. Shkarim, lying. Leitzanus, looking at everything with very sarcastic and making fun of way. Lashon Hara, of course, talking Lashon Hara. V'chein Avon Bittul Torah, and certainly the sin of being mevatel time from learning Torah. All of these, Tzrichim B'dikah B'yosa, you need to especially examine yourself for these because they're so common. Furthermore, Gamroi Limcho L'chol Mishachoto Kinegdo V'tziro. A person should go to sleep and forgive everybody that may have hurt him that day, caused him pain. U'b'schus Zeh, and in this great Zechus of forgiving other people, Odom Maruch Yomim. It brings down the Gemara Megillah Chav Ches that a person will have a long life. If he's forgiving to other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving to you too as well. Yishufut number 19 brings down, this is the reason why there's a Ribono Shalolim at the beginning. Harini Mocha L'chomi Shehichis V'hichnitosi. So this is a very, very important idea. It's similar to the Tefillah Zaka that we say on Erev Yom Kippur in order to ask forgiveness from Hashem. So we first ask forgiveness and we forgive all other people in the world. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Amru Chachameinu Zal, the Chazal tell us, Hayoshem Babayi Shechidi, if somebody sleeps alone in his house, Vayinu Balayla, and this is at nighttime, O Chasto Lilas, the Shade, the Lilas, whatever this exactly means, grabs the person. Ubayis hainu cheder, and by house it means over here your room. Tishufut number 20 brings down Dafku Yechidi. This is if you're totally alone. But if you have even a baby with you, even a one-day-old baby, so in the Sefer Olech Bamisechi brings Ein Kol Chashash. There is no concern in this situation. Esh Avrami B'Charch says that there's light in the room also, Mutu Lishon Yechidi. Then you can sleep alone. It's not a concern, even if this is the light of the moon. And this was also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon Zatzal. Lahat kishesh or b'cheder. If there is light in the room, he didn't have a problem. However, the Chazon Ish, Yesh Lahachmir B'zeh, was even machmir on this. The Eshel Avram Mibachach adds that if it's just a temporary sleep, he's not going to sleep fully for the night, then it's not a problem if you're alone. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Elu Tzrichim Shimon Mihamazikin. Following especially need to be protected from the mazikin. A person who's a chola, a sick person, a chaya, a woman who just gave birth, a chosin, and a kala, avel, a person who's an avelus, v'tam l'chochem alayla, and a tam l'chochem at night time. Hainu kishu omeid yechidi b'ishon layla v'afela. This is talking about when the tam l'chochem is alone at night, in the middle of the night, in the darkness. Tishufu number 21 brings down the reasoning behind this. Rashi tells us more in Brachos that a sick person, a woman who just gave birth, and an avel, all of them have bad mazel, so to say, and therefore the shadim and the damages somehow are more likely to attack them. Chosim Kala and Talmud Chacham, the Shadim are jealous of them, so they're more likely to attack them. Tishufu number 22 brings down that a Yoledis is called a Yoledis in this regard, a woman who gave birth. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, while some say 30 days, he has a Kabbalah from the Chazon Ish that it's only for 7 days. And he adds, even the young baby can be a Shmira for her for this regard. In regards to a sick person, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, you need a Shmira at Shiyavri V'yetzi Michlal Sakon until he's done being sick, he's healthy. Tishufu number 23, in regards to a chasan, the Ramah says, Afilu bashuk lo yetzir chidi, even outside he shouldn't be alone. And another reason for this is brought down because he's like a melech, and therefore he should be accompanied. According to the Chazon Ish, the shomer who is with the chasan and kala should be tried to be within 4 amos of them. If the chasan and kala are together, so then each can be a shomer for the other one. Likewise, if 2 people are sick, so each can be a shomer for the other one. So if you're in a hospital bed, one in the A bed, one in the B bed, they can each be a shomer for the other. So machlokis, if the chasan, let's say, is going to shul, or in a situation where any one of these people is going to shul, so there are some that say, Shom mitzvah lo yeda dover roi, he doesn't need shmir in that situation, but others say he still needs shmir in that situation. When do the chosin and kala start needing the shmirah? So the Stipler Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal both say, from the chuppin onwards. This is also the opinion of Rav Ozu Zatzal. However, he brings down for the chosin, some have the custom from the time he got an aliyah to the Torah for the ofruf. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, from the Motzei Shabbos prior to the Chasana, that's when you need Shmira, but the Ikar Shmira before the Chasana is not as important as the Shmira after the Chasana. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal says that the Chasan needs Shmira from the Ofer Shabbos before the Chasana, the Kala only needs Shmira from the Shas HaChuppah. The Aruch HaShulchan adds that the Chasan and Kala need Shmira as well during the daytime, not only at night. The Yishuvah number 27 brings down from the Vilna Gaon that if somebody's sleeping alone in the Sukkah, he is able to be protected because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ra. Somebody doing a mitzvah will not be harmed. He says the same thing applies if the Darkei Shuvah says if you're in a Beis Medrash and you're alone there and you're sleeping. Finish off the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber adds there are other psukim that you can say as well for Shmira of Omer, Hashem, Moru Abu, Tzoroi, Ad Lashem HaYeshua, Omer, Baruch Hashem, Bayom, Baruch Hashem, Balaylo, Baruch Hashem, Bishokvenu, Baruch Hashem, Mekumenu, Bayomer Hashem, El Asoton, Yigar Hashem, Becho Asoton, Megomer, Hashem, Shomrecha, Vegomer, Meatov, Yadolom, Biotcha, Kid Ruchi, Vegomer, Yerech Hashem, Vegomer, Avi Yosem, Lecho Shalom, Vyomer, Hashkivenu, Atzomuch, Lachasima. Again, many of these kapitlach are found in our Siddurim today. The Mechaber concludes with Sif Beis. Kishiyiv shel chaluko, when a person takes off his shirt and his garments, lo yavchenu mimata lamali, shouldn't take him off in a way, shimkei nimtza gufa orim, that will leave him totally unclothed. Eli yishenu derech rosho, he should take it off from his head down, v'yachasen atzmo besidino mitachas v'ikones b'mitoso, and should keep himself covered up so he shouldn't be naked and entirely exposed. We discussed this when a person talking about getting dressed in the morning. Similarly, when a person goes to sleep at night, he should try to maintain as much of a tznius position as possible at all times. This concludes Simon Reish Lamed Tes. As we will be not doing Reish Mem and Reish Mem Aleph in this venue with Shiurim online, again, I invite people to email me agladmd@gmail.com if they have any questions about the Simonim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a tremendous zechus to finish the second volume of Mishneh Berurah from start to finish. And Amir Tzashem, we will go Michael Uchoyel. Next time we learn, we will begin Amir Tzashem, the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. Again, I remind everybody, we learned this Lili Nishmas, Harini Kabaras Mishkova, my mother, Chana Basmea Ram, may her holy neshama have an aliyah from all of our learning.